This is Dale Gentry, reminding you that you are listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. It's time now for Prophetic Thursday with your host, Allison Keeber. Remember, the views and opinions on this program may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this program, but we are absolutely delighted that you are listening. Now, here's your host for Prophetic Thursday, Allison Keeber.
All right. Good Thursday morning, everybody. You are listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray around the clock. Are we on?
I'm not hearing it on there, but keep going.
Calling America to pray around the clock and around the globe. So sorry, technical difficulties here. Welcome, welcome, welcome to BPN Radio, broadcasting live from our studios in Austin, Texas. We always love working through those little technical difficulties of us connecting not only to the radio, but also too with our Facebook Live audience. I'm Allison Keeber. I'm your host today for Prophetic Thursday. And before we get started, today I want to do something a little bit different than what we do. Don't worry. We are definitely getting into some prophecy and some words for all of you that have submitted your names to us over the last couple of days, the last couple of weeks. We just have been praying over your names. But before we jump into that, I really, really, really just want to ask all of you and encourage all of you to right now just join me in prayer for our brothers and our sisters who are, you know, experiencing the catastrophic effects of Hurricane Harvey. So many people affected, displaced, and it's not over, right? I think that, you know, the hurricane has gone, but the effects are long lasting. And just want to pray for all of those in the greater Houston area, and then some of those towns that were on the coast that were harder hit, like our friends and family in Port Arthur. We have a church that we're connected to down there, Life Church, and Pastor Dale has ministered there many times, and they're reporting to us that their entire city is entirely underwater. Entirely underwater. I can't even imagine what must be going on for those people. So before we get started in the prophetic, will you please join me in prayer for our brothers and sisters in the greater Houston area? Heavenly Father, God, we want to thank you that you are in control at all times. God, we can't always understand your ways. In times of disaster, in times like this, it's so hard to understand why you wouldn't just stop something like this from happening, God. And God, but also too, in these times, that we see you so clearly. We see you so clearly in the faces of our brothers and sisters. So many people who are just, you know, running to the call right now to go help people who are on their knees right now, who are intercessing in prayer, God. And just thank you, God, for all of the storms that happen, that on the other side of the storm, that there is sunny skies, that there is better days, God. And yes, God, that you give us the tools and the resources and the finances miraculously come in so that we can rebuild, and that we can work together, God. What I see happening, God, is I see something beautiful. I see you doing something so beautiful, God. You are working in the lives so beautifully. People are seeing you for the first time. in the face of a stranger who is there to help them, who is there to help pull them out, God. But we need more people, God. We need more people to answer the call, to go and help, God. It's not the things that we need, God. We need the people. We need the resources to go and help, God. We need people who are coming together in prayer, Jesus. And I thank you. I thank you, God, that you used this disaster, this catastrophe, to show us that the media wants us to believe all of the horrific stories out there, that we are a country divided, God. But right now you are using this disaster to show us that we are united. God, we are a people who can stand together. We can stand in the face of the storm because we know who is with us there in the storm. God, you never leave us. You never forsake us. You are with us in the storms, in the sunny days. You are with us in it all, God. And I just thank you. I thank you for that you are working in people's lives, God, and that you are hearing our prayers, that people are being saved. God, we hear reports of people who are drowning in these floods. We hear reports of people who are stuck in their attics, who are stuck in their homes. God, and we thank you right now that you are sending people to them to rescue them, God. And we just thank you. We thank you for all that you're doing and that you will continue to do. God, thank you for showing us that we are united, that we are united. Thank you, Jesus. And God, I also want to pray for my brothers and sisters who are in Montana, who, you know, not a lot of us are seeing the media coverage of what's happening in Montana, but Montana is on fire while Texas is underwater. And we've got brothers and sisters in both areas of the state, or both areas of the country, who are losing everything, God. And we just thank you that although that the thing that they may lose things, God, that they are gaining more sight, more comfort in you, God, that they are hearing you more clearly, that their faith is growing in these trying times, God, and that they will overcome. God, I believe that word today, overcome. And I thank you, Jesus. Oh, and I praise you, Jesus. We thank you. It's in your sweet name we pray. Amen. Okay. All right, guys. Well, if you want to continue to pray with us, Pastor Dale Gentry will be going live on BPN Radio today at noon Central Standard Time. He will be leading a live prayer session at noon. And so I encourage you to join him. You know, so many of us, I think in times like this, we feel helpless, especially when we're so far away and we feel helpless and maybe we don't have the finances to send. And remember, it's not about how much you can give. It's just your heart to give, what you can give. A little goes a long way. You know, think of it. If every single person in the United States, even, that's not including all of our friends who are listening abroad, but in the United States, even gave $1, what that could do to help people rebuild and overcome this devastation. And so, again, it's not about giving $25,000, $50,000, right? If you have that to give, fantastic. But if you have a dollar, but also too, one thing that we all have that we can give is we can intercede in prayer. We can get on our knees and we can go stand in the gap, because there is nothing like prayer, right? There is nothing like the power of prayer. And so, thank you so much for doing something a little bit different with me this morning. I appreciate you, joining me in prayer on that. So, okay, now we wouldn't want to move on to our prophetic session, right? So many of you are joining us live on BPN Radio. I want to give a special shout out to our friends who are joining us on Facebook Live. Our audience is growing in both areas, and so that is just so exciting. The viewership growing, the membership of our church is growing. So very excited. You know, here's the biggest thing that we want to always kind of put our disclaimer out there, right? It's very important to remember that the views and opinions of those on this broadcast or any of our other programs may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel, or prophetic words given on this broadcast. But we are delighted, very delighted that you are listening. And this program is produced by our friend Michael Schonborn and is supported by you, our loyal listeners. And I have to also give a shout out to Aliona, who is working from Moldova, who is helping make sure that everything on our end gets broadcast on the radio waves. And my amazing husband, who's here helping making sure that all of my equipment is working so that we can broadcast on Facebook Live and so that our equipment here in the studio is working. So a lot of people coming together to make sure that we get this out to you. And so we're so delighted, and just know that we're only able to do this because of the support of our loyal listeners, our faithful listeners and contributors. You know, here's the thing is prophetic Thursday was birthed out of prophetic Tuesday, right? We've had prophetic Tuesday for some time. Prophetic Thursday was birthed out of prophetic Thursday. And we also have prophetic Monday with our friend Callie Hargraves and family, different members of her family, joining her every Monday. And just go ahead and keep them in your prayers and their church family, because they are down there in, the Baytown area, down in one of those areas that was badly hit, by the hurricane. I'm told that their church is safe and they're working there to help the people of their city. And so we're just so excited. Obviously, people are hungry for a word from the Lord. The only reason why we increase this is because we have so many names each week that come in who are asking for a word from the Lord. They're just so hungry for a word from the Lord. And as Dale has said for years and years, one word from God can change your life forever. As I mentioned before, my name is Allison Kieber. Ian and I, we host a show here on BPN Radio called Marketplace Watch, and that airs on Fridays at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And the theme of our show is We Dare Not Wait for the World to Come to Us. We have a lot of fun on our show talking about success and significance and parenting and, you know, really whatever God places on our hearts, you know, to talk to our audience about, to just help you just with tools, really just kind of give you some tools of how you can walk out. So we'd love to have you join us there. Now, as we dive in to the prophetic, it's important to remember that a prophet can confirm your vision, but a prophet can't give you your vision. God gives that to you directly, right? That vision comes to you directly. He reveals it to you as you listen to him and as you follow him. God puts his thoughts within us through the Holy Spirit. Through the Holy Spirit. And I'm just believing today, I'm believing and declaring right now that those of you who you've not been baptized in the Spirit, you've not received the Spirit, that today something changes in you, that today you open up and you're able to receive that gifting, because he wants to give us that. He wants to reside in you, right? I always think back. I have such a clear image of as Jesus was leaving, right? And as he was ascending, that, you know, he told us that he was leaving us something greater, right? And that there's that vision of like, what could be greater than Jesus standing right here next to me? And I just get choked up to think, because he chose to live inside of me. And he chose to live inside of you. And what a great, great gift that is. What a great gift that is. And so thank you. I see you, Kira. She says, I receive the Holy Spirit. Oh, we bless you. Thank you for that. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you, God, that people are receiving your Spirit, so that they can hear from you so clearly, God, that you can give them that vision so clearly, and that that vision is accompanied by a passion, God, that only comes from you, only comes from you, God. We thank you. Now remember, according to 1 Corinthians 13:9, we know in part, and so we prophesy in part. You guys, a word from God is just that. It's just that. It's just a word. It's a small part of a much bigger picture. You know, it's like, it's not even a chapter, right? It's not a book. It's not a chapter. It might not even be a paragraph, right? It can just be a word. I mean, I think of the word that Dale was given so many years ago, 50 years ago, I believe, that God said to him, if you give me the first hour of your life every day, I will change your life forever. One word from God can change your life forever. And that's what you need to hold on to, is that that one word can literally change your future. Now remember, a prophetic word can be a now word, a future word, a confirming word, and it can be a new word, right? It can be a new word. And as 1 Corinthians 14:3 states, but he who prophesies speaks in edification and exhortation and comfort. Comfort. Holy Spirit is the great comforter and comfort to men. You must receive this word in your spirit. It is so important that right now you open up your mind, you open up your eyes, you open up your ears, but most importantly, you open up your heart and let your spirit receive this word. It's so important because a lot of times a word won't make sense to you right away. Sometimes someone receives a word and they're like, I don't know if that's for me because it's a future word, or, you know, it doesn't fit for where they're at this point in their life. And, you know, here's the thing is that always pray into any word that you've been given, because I'm just a woman, right? And so, you know, if you want to hear from God, you take the word that's delivered to you, you pray into that word, you sit in that word, you receive that word, you write it down, you rehearse it, and you allow God to confirm it. Right? You allow God to confirm that word. And then after you've done all of that, it's just wait for the fulfillment, right? Because if you've got the confirmation, the fulfillment is coming. And again, it doesn't always mean that it's a now word, right? So sometimes some of the words that I've received, I've been like, all right, God, ready, like got the confirmation, you know? So you've got to wait for the fulfillment. You've got to have patience, and there's a process, and there's something that happens in that fulfillment. So, I love that. So here we go. We're going to go ahead and get started. I've got some of your words I've got written down, and then as your names come in, Ian's going to write those down, and I've got some of the other names written down that maybe I haven't gotten a word for yet, but as we go, I'm just really believing that God will give me a word for you. But before I get started in the prophetic, I just want to pray right now, God, that you prepare. God, that's what I'm asking for today, is that you prepare the hearts and the spirits of those listening today to receive your word, God, that you prepare them, that you open up their ears, you open up their spiritual eyes, you just open that up, God. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing with this ministry. Thank you, God, for teaching me and so many others that we must die to ourselves daily. God, right now, I just die to myself, God. I give you full control, Jesus. Jesus, yes, 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 God. This is yours. This is yours, God. All the glory to you. Let you be glorified, Jesus. Let these words speak to those who, maybe your name isn't attached to this word, but there's something in your spirit that stirs, God. I just ask that right now you speak to their spirits. You speak to their spirits, and if they feel so moved that they say, you know what, my name isn't attached to that, but God just attached my name to that, and I'm receiving that word, and I'm standing in agreement with that word, and I'm believing that that will happen today, Jesus. I'm believing that the supernatural will be here and be present today. God, I thank you for allowing me to come into a space with you, God, for allowing every single individual to be come into a space with you, for you being so omnipresent that yes, you can sit with every single one of us at the exact same time and have that intimate relationship with us, God. It goes beyond all understanding that I have. It goes beyond all understanding, but God, I know it in my heart because I have felt you, God. I have heard you, and I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, God. It's in your name we pray. We give you all the glory today. Here we go, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's in your name we pray. Amen. All right. The first word that I've got today is for Maria. And we had two Marias give their name today. And I'll be very honest. I had a Maria A in Texas and a Maria F in Florida. And I really felt like this word was for both Marias. And it's a pretty specific word. And so, Maria, Maria, this is for you. God says, don't give up. Not now. Press in. He says, light up. Light up. Let your heart light up. Let him light your heart up and light the way. The struggles that you're facing seem all too real and overwhelming right now, but he wants you to come closer. And he's whispered some strategies. Yes, he said he whispered some strategies into your heart. And it was during a very spirit-filled prayer session. And I got the feeling like it was a prayer session that you had recently where you were like, whoa, that was deeper. That felt different. Like there was something, it was just a very spirit-filled prayer session, and you left going, I want more of that. I want that like every time, right? Jesus, give me that every time. And in that spirit-filled session with him, he whispered some strategies into your heart. He says they were strategies for success. They were strategies of how to overcome. He said there's been evil that's been, it's been all around you, and you felt like it's the evil just kind of, it's in this circle all around you. And it's like the circle keeps moving closer and closer. It seemed to try to be taking away the favor that you've been given and the riches that you've been given. And he says, don't focus on that. The more you focus on that, the closer they get and the closer they appear and the less that you have a hold of what you know that God's already told you. And he says, he wanted me to direct you to Proverbs 28. And, I loved reading this scripture because I read the entire Proverbs 28. I read that because he said it was that entire piece of scripture for you. He said, hold steadfast. And actually, I'm sorry, I had to make a correction. He said, go reread Proverbs 28. That you have an idea of what Proverbs 28 is. He's spoken that to you before, but he wants you to go reread it. He said, hold steadfast in his truths. Focus on your path and the battle in front of you that you've been given the tools to overcome. You've been given the tools to overcome. He said, right now, Maria, it is time to believe. It is time to believe. It's time to not only believe in yourself, it's time to believe in the tools that he's given to you, the strategies that he's whispered into your heart, and believe in the vision of what success looks like for you. I feel like God's saying right now that I want to expand on this word right now, because God's saying that he wants to give you a vision of success, but because you've been focused on this circle of the things getting taken away from you. You've been focused on the circle coming in, and it's getting so close, and it's just so evil, and the struggle is just so real. Right now here, you're like, Allison, you have no idea how real this struggle is. It's so real. And he says, but it's so real because it's what you're focusing on. You've got to focus, and he's got a vision for you. He's got a vision, and it's a vision of success. And he says, you've got to focus on that vision. Yes, you've got to focus on that vision, because as you focus on that vision, here's what I see happening, Maria. I see all of the evil that's surrounding you. It falls. It's just falling to the ground. And you're no longer paralyzed in this place of fear. He's saying it's not about fear, right? And being scared. It's about using an alternative of the word fear. And I hear him say, fear, face everything. Yes. Yes. Face everything and rise. Face everything and rise. Fear. Face everything and rise. So you're going to face this circle of enemies. Thank you, Jesus. And it's just going to fall, right? It's going to fall. It's not a battle that you actually have to ensue. God's taking care of the battle by you pushing through in belief and focusing on the vision. focusing on the vision. And that's, of course, a prophecy in part for you, Maria. Let's see. Okay, so and then my next word is for Leslie. And Leslie, I got like all over my paper here. So I got like scribbles all the way up. He says, Leslie in Texas. Leslie in Texas. He calls you beloved. And I had to write this down. I said, oh, Leslie, our Heavenly Father loves you so much. And He hates seeing you in pain. He hates seeing you in pain. He wants to take all those fears away, those fears that are causing you pain. And I heard the word miracle. I heard the word miraculous healing. And that it's about having the belief in that miraculous healing, having the expectation that God will heal you. So important that, because we know He can do all things, right? He can do all things in us. And it's important for us to really have that faith and that belief, that expectation that He is going to do a miracle in us, that He is going to perform a miracle in us. And I heard, Leslie, miraculous healing with your belief, coupled with your belief. And then I don't know what this means to you. Of course, we all know this story, but I did hear Him talk about the woman at the well. I heard Him talk about the woman at the well, and He said the shame and the fear that you wear, He said, I just take it off. Take it all off, because He calls you beloved. He calls you beloved. And so I see you right now, Leslie, I see you writing that all around your house as a reminder that He doesn't care about the past. He doesn't care about that. He cares about who you are, and He calls you beloved. He calls you beloved. He said, it's time to stand up in who He calls you. So it's really important that, again, here's a word that you need to write down, and you need to sit in this word. It's just one word, but it's the belief in this word of that's what He calls you. Like that when He says the name Leslie, our Heavenly Father then follows it up with beloved, right? And He calls you that. He says, you're not who the evil one has pinned you down to believing that you are. Oh, that's powerful. You are not who the evil one has you pinned down and believing that you are. He said, you are forgiven. Leslie, you are forgiven. The enemy has told you. That's why you hold this shame and this guilt. He said the enemy has you believing that you're not. And He says, yes. Don't you remember what I did for you? You've been forgiven. You've been forgiven. And I just, I wrote this word down. Leslie, I don't have a picture of you because I don't know who you are. But I had a picture of a woman who, as she's listening to this word, she's weeping. And I hear God saying, Leslie, it's okay. It's okay. Weep. The weeping is important because the weeping is the healing. And I hear right now that maybe, Leslie, you're about to walk into a weeping season. And I think a lot of times we think that weeping means that we're weak, or that we can't handle it. And He says, no, it doesn't mean either of those things. In fact, it means the opposite. It means that you're strong enough to handle it. It means you're strong enough to deal with it. And it means you're strong enough to just let it rise up and come out. There's so much healing that's needing to happen in there. And it's just, He says, you got to let it come out. That's how the healing's going to come out. And it's going to be a season. It's going to be a season where you're in a weeping season. And there'll just be times where you'll hear Him say that one word, that beloved, and you'll just start weeping, or you'll just you'll just hear him in your car when you're driving, and you'll have to pull over so that you can weep, or you'll be in your prayer time, in your prayer closet. You'll be writing in your prayer journal, and you'll just start weeping. And the words are just going to flow out, those healing words, as the healing tears just flow out. And I thank you, Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Jesus, that Leslie is in this weeping season because, God, thank you. Thank you, Jesus, that miraculous healing that you're talking about, God, that miraculous healing that's happening in her is happening through the weeping. And I just thank you, Jesus. I thank you for the testimony that Leslie is going to share because of this new season that you're bringing her into. This season where she is one who shows us all that she is so full of strength that she can walk boldly into this season that so many people run from. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for the blessing and the anointing that you have placed on Leslie's life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. It's in your name. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, that's good. All right. And I've got, the time flies. Okay. I've got a word for Katie in Texas. Sweet Katie. God gave me your name first. As your names come in, I write them all down and then I scatter them and I pray over them. And as God starts giving me words, I then go to your name and I journal the words, that he's giving me for you so that no name falls to the ground, so that no word falls to the ground. Today, even I hopped out of the shower as God gave me a word for someone in the shower, and I was like, I have to go write that down. I can't let that fall, because I can't trust my mind to keep it, especially when it's of God, right? I can't. And the same thing goes for you out there. The words that God is speaking to you, he says right now, there's so many of you, he's speaking to you and you're not writing it down. You're praying so fervently and he's answering those prayers in your quiet time, but you're not writing them down. And so it's hard to see that any of your prayers are being fulfilled because some of these prayers that you have been praying now, they were a while ago. And so you've forgotten about them because they got fulfilled. But God needs you to remember and see it mapped out, all of the prayers that are being fulfilled, how he's answering your prayers. There is such power in looking back. And again, all like prophetic words, I open up my Bible and I have them so strategically placed in my Bible in different areas of prophetic words that I've received, that I've written down. And today, again, just I was searching for a word for someone. Katie, I promise I'm getting to your word. But I was searching for a word for someone. And I turned, and in the front of Esther was some prophetic words that Pastor Dale had given me. And they were so timely, because I was under attack. And I needed to be reminded of those words that had been spoken over me. Yes, I rehearsed them, but there's always like that one word in there where you're like, there it is. There it is. Chase your gift. Chase your gift. And it's a simple word for me. But when I'm under attack, it's a word that I easily forget. So what if I didn't have it written down? So important to write those down. God is speaking to you. And he's speaking to you through people. He's speaking to you through your children. He's speaking to you in your quiet time. He's speaking to you through obstacles and storms and hurricanes. He's speaking to you. So sweet Katie in Texas. He said, he's doing something new in you. And I got so excited for this word for you. He's doing something new in you. Things have been changing all around you recently. It just right and left, things are changing. And he says, but not all things that are being taken away are being taken away from the evil one. And I hear this right now. I hear him say, Katie, be very careful who you give credit to. Because not all things that are being taken away are being taken away by the enemy. There are some things, there are some people in your life that you hold very close, but God's taking them away. God's taking people, taking things, taking situations out of the way And as he's doing this, he's restoring you. He's restoring you. And Katie, I heard him say that you're a woman of great influence. You've always had great influence, and meaning I saw a woman who walks in the door, and she immediately has influence, but not a the influence in the best term of the word. Please hear me. Not influence people to, like, they're going to do what I want them to do, but influence to call out the greater that God has put in these people, right? That you have a gift, an anointing of influence to be able to help people, influence them into what God is calling them to be. And I heard him say that you are going to lead many. You're going to lead many. And I heard a very powerful scripture for you, and I love this scripture, Isaiah 43:18-19. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you perceive it? I'm making a way in the, I can't even read my own handwriting, in the wilderness, and in the streams in the wasteland. You can tell God's like really talking to me fast when my handwriting starts to get really scribbly. He says, I am making a way in the wilderness, streams in the wilderness and the streams in the wasteland. That's Isaiah 43:18. Katie, he's doing a new thing. And the things that are exiting out of your life, it's okay, because he's restoring you. And he's restoring you because there's something bigger. There's something that's on the anointing of influence is going to be able to just, I just see it. It's just going to be able to pour out now because he's lining some things up. I just bless you, Katie. And thank you, Jesus, for that word. The next word that I have is for AJ and Jesse M in Washington. Jesse and AJ, I heard God say that you have a leadership mantle on you as a couple. As a couple. I saw two people who walk in great humility. They walk in great humility. And you carry a peace on you that goes beyond all earthly understanding. In fact, there's been situations, there's been circumstances where people look at you and they're like, why aren't you freaking out? Right? Like you totally have a right to freak out right now. And you just carry this peace and this understanding. And it's like about whatever situation is out there, there's a humility that is on you. And what a gift that humility is. And I see people, they look at you and they desire to have a marriage. They desire to have a faith, and they desire to have a family like you have. I saw you giving, other people tools of the truth of how they can walk out in faith and humility, giving people tools, to walk out in faith and humility, and, strategies for successful life, and successful marriage. I saw you leading many small groups of people. And so this was important because, a lot of times when God gives me a word, I then get a picture, and oftentimes the picture is like super, super clear, almost like wherever it is, like I'm standing there. And this is when the picture got really clear, because I saw you leading many small groups of people. But then it was like, you were teaching, you were training, you were mentoring, you were serving these small groups of people, but then each small group was going out. They were going out, and they were teaching and training and mentoring and serving other small groups, right? And so like think about that. You think how that so rapidly spreads. How it rapidly spreads when you walk out what God is calling you to do. Because here's the thing, is those groups are going to spread like wildfire, and you're not going to be able to see, you're not even going to know some of the end results of this ministry that you're all in. And he said, but here's the thing. It must stay Spirit-filled. It must stay Spirit-filled. And I have a sense that, of course, you know, all things for God, right? That's who wants to attack those, right? That's the enemy wants to attack those. And this is where God is very clear. The center of it has to stay Spirit-filled. It's not about bending and leaning to the ways of the world. It's not about, bending to make this person feel comfortable. It's about being Spirit-filled and staying true to the truth, to the truths of God's word, right? And he says, and then he said finances. That's the first thing that's like, it's in your head, like right now, finances. It's always in the back of the head, your head. And he says, finances. Don't let the small things distract you. As you walk out in this word, the finances are going to start to line up. In fact, he said their finances will start to pour in. And it's because of your faithful obedience. And again, it's because your trust that the finances will be taken care of. Your trust that he says all your bills, all your expenses, they are going to be covered because you're going to be walking out in something that there's not a financial gain there. Again, you're building for the kingdom is not a financial gain. So that's not where the financial gain is going to come from. But the belief that as you walk in obedience in that each month, you're just going to go, yeah, like, you know, that we've got this wealth coming in here and I see multiple streams of income, this wealth coming into here. And so these things are all taken care of. AJ, I see you as you're someone who like maybe even like are a spreadsheets guy, where you can be very analytical. And so you're needing to know like, yep, God's like, it's like a check mark. Like you can look at that spreadsheet and just check them all off. And you can do that. And Jesse, then, you carry that mantle, that anointing of spirit filled. And so it's why you guys complement each other so well, because, you know, you can tend to go off and be like, we're fine. We'll be fine. And AJ's like, okay, but let's look at this, right? Like, let's make sure all the check marks. And so that's what God's saying. And I see that picture so clear for you. And that's a prophecy in part, for you guys. But I hope that feeds I feel like that's a very much a now word, for you and gives you some confirmation on some things that God has been speaking to you. I just bless you. I bless the ministry. I bless the lives, that are going to get fed, by you and then go out again, spreading like wildfire, in a good way, right? Like just spreading. And you're not going to worry. You're not going to worry about all the little fires that are out in the other areas. You're just going to worry about serving where God is telling you to serve. You're going to trust God in the process. And that's why it has to stay Spirit-filled. Do you understand? Because you won't be able to, how big it's going to get, you won't be able to touch out there. You won't be able to control it. You won't be able to lead it. And so as long as it stays Spirit-filled, as long as it stays true to God's word. Again, it's not about bending and making others comfortable. It is about loving and accepting, right? Bringing people into the fold, but being powerful in sharing God's truth and in his word. Of course, all in love. So prophecy in part, on that for you, AJ and Jesse. Let's see. And then I know I've got Christina on. I saw her pop on early on. Hope she's still on. Christina L in Alaska. And I have to switch over here, cause I have it in a couple of places for you. See if my computer works with me. So Christina, I heard God say that you have a prophetic gifting on you. You're very anointed. Very anointed. And, you have a prophetic gifting. You have influence. You have wisdom. You are a leader, of women, and you will lead many women into a destiny that they had never previously been able to dream of. That's powerful right there. You will lead women into that they had never previously been able to dream of. Powerful, powerful. So Christina, God's telling me you are a powerful, powerful woman. He says you're working in your gifting, but you could work more by exercising your prophetic gifting. He says you're a natural encourager. That's on you. That ties into having the prophetic gifting. You're a natural encourager. And again, what did we learn from 1 Corinthians, right? That again, a prophet, right, will edify, right? And speaks in edification and exhortation, right? And so that's so important to be an encourager, because that's how Holy Spirit talks, right? He's an encourager and a comforter. He said, just trust Holy Spirit to guide you and to guide your words. He says, God already gives you words. God's given you lots of words. In fact, you've journaled some of them. He says, keep journaling it. And you know it. You know it like instantly that you're like, that's a God word. Okay. That's a God word. Write it down. Every time that's a God, you have that aha moment. That's a God word. Write it down. Write it down. Journal it. Don't hold on to it. So here's I think where we're at right now is God's saying, don't hold on to it. You have to deliver it. You have to deliver it. He's trusting you. He's trusting your anointing, your prophetic gifting, that you'll deliver it. And he said, and of course, give God all the glory, because this is something he's instilled in you. It's not you. You know how to die to yourself daily. You practice that every day. He said, so give God the glory. He says, you have. And this is where I'm gonna have to switch over. He said, you have, okay, so he, first off, I have to tell you, Christina, he gave me that word for you. And that was earlier in the day. And then I went and I was showering. And of course, I know that prophetic Thursday's happening. So I'm getting ready and I'm praying in there. And then God gave me this second word for you. And he said, you carry an apostolic mantle on you. An apostolic mantle is that, you know, I know, of course, Christina, you probably understand what that is, but here's what I heard is that he said, okay, Hebrews 3:1-6, right? So that's important. Hebrews 3:1-6. And he says, those with an apostolic mantle challenge mindsets. They challenge mindsets of the past and they speak words of truth. And so it's really important. Okay, in the fivefold ministry, right? In the fivefold ministry, you know, you have the evangelists, you have the teachers, you have the pastors, you have the prophets, and then you have the apostles, right? And so the apostles are to equip the church with wisdom. Right? They equip the church with wisdom, divine strategies, and demonstration of power, and to go send them into the world. And Jesse and AJ, I'm actually just hearing God say that right now, that's a mantle that you two carry as well. So that, pray more into that apostolic mantle, Jesse and AJ. Your anointing of this apostolic mantle is to fully equip the body of Christ for the work of ministry. Right? Fully equip the body of Christ. And so, the biggest desire of someone who has this anointing desires to obviously see growth, right? And really just, that's where the wisdom comes in, right? From like spiritual children to spiritual maturity. Right. And so what an incredibly, important mantle to wear. And, you know, think of Deborah, right? Deborah wore an apostolic mantle, right? And so Christina, like, you know, if you want to dive more into this again, I really heard Hebrews 3:1-6, but then obviously dive into understanding Deborah more, and her ministry. And because remember, Deborah had the courage to face Jabin and his army, and then she challenged, right? Like Deborah challenged them to rise up and gather together. And they used the Hebrew word kadesh, right? I had to research this. It's the Hebrew word kadesh, but that stands for sanctification, right? It literally means to be holy, so you will break forth shining. So you will break forth shining. And then of course she inspired them with her faith in the Holy One. So, Wow. I mean, I got so fired up. I said that Ian can even see this. Like, my words are like sideways. And when I was like, okay, second word. So, I just pray blessings over that word for you. I just want to pray right now over, that gifting that you have in your life and, that what is happening up there in Alaska. And just again, you're such a leader of women, but how powerful that God says you are going to lead these women into a destiny that they never even knew. Powerful word for you. I encourage you, definitely pray into that, sit in that. That's a lot. That was a meaty word. You know, again, we'd say it's not a chapter, it's not a book, but you're like, that was a meaty one, right? That's a meaty one. The next word that I have is for Laura V in Texas. Laura, God told me that you are a mighty woman of God. I heard mighty woman of God. He says, but Laura, sweet Laura, why do you doubt in the dark what has already been shown to you in the light? Right now is not the time for you to have doubts. No, I hear you're in a situation right now that he says it's not time for you to have doubts. He says this ministry, there's a ministry that seems to have just fallen on your lap. But it didn't really fall on your lap because you've been praying for this. Right? Again, here's an instant where you've been praying for something, you've been praying, but it fell on your lap. It just didn't fall on your lap the way that you had maybe prayed for, is what I'm hearing. And so he says, and just because it's stretching you, don't doubt it, right? It's stretching you, but don't doubt it. Don't fight the stretching. Instead, lean into the growth. Lean into the growth. And then, again, another picture. It was like, God was like, boop, you know, turn me the other way. And I saw this picture of this beautiful sunflower. And I don't know if you're attracted to sunflowers, if the sunflower was representative of you. That's something I feel like God wants you to dive in more. But it was a sunflower. It was plain as day. And it was this big, beautiful sunflower. It was like 8 feet sunflower, right? You know, like the sunflowers that just get so big and you're like, is it going to keep going and going and going? It was one of those sunflowers and it was beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful. And then I wrote down, it's no doubt that you're the flower. He said, it's no doubt that you're the flower. It's just understanding that that flower, just like that flower, it didn't doubt. That it was going to be a tall, standing, 8-foot, beautiful flower. I never doubted that. God didn't put that in it, and God didn't put that in you. So he says, don't doubt this ministry that I have placed on your lap. Yes, it's the very thing that you've been asking for. It's the very thing that you've been waiting for. And like the flower, just have belief and certainty in the inevitable growth. All right, and I'm getting my cue that it is getting time for us to wrap up. But I have one more that I wanna go because I feel like we get a lot of women who put their name in for words, and I love that. But I love when men put their names in too, and getting a word for a man. And so this one is for Joey in Texas. Joey, I saw baseball. And that's, at first I was kind of like, really, God? Like, you give me a guy name and I see baseball. You know, so of course, then I have to go into the prayer of like, remove me. But no, it was for you, Joey. He said, baseball. Yep, it's time to step back out onto the field. And I really believe that God was using this as a metaphor. I don't know that you're actually a baseball player, because I really feel like he was using this as a metaphor to speak to you about what was once in your heart. And he said at one time he had put like the big leagues, again, using the metaphor here, but he had put the big leagues, on your heart at one time, but somewhere along the way, you stopped believing that you belonged there. You stopped believing that you belong there. And he says, Joey, I didn't forget where I called you to go. I didn't forget the promises that I made to you. And I didn't forget what I put inside of you. Surround yourself with those that believe in you, who speak wisdom and truth to you. Right now, I feel like there's some naysayers in your life, and they love you. They think they're protecting you. And, you know, but they're not. They're protecting you. They're speaking death over the big leagues, right? I don't know, Joey. That seems awfully big for someone like you. You're hearing words like that. And God's saying, Joey, I didn't forget. I didn't forget those promises that I put in your heart. I didn't forget those words that I spoke to you, that you once believed in. He says, it's time to step into the big leagues. No more playing it safe in the minors. The minors are safe. It's where you've been playing it. And that's where it's like, I hear God asking me to share this analogy with you. My friend Andy Andrews, a great author and a great mighty man of God, told me a story one time about frogs in a bucket. And actually he said crabs, but I like to think about frogs for some reason, because I also like the analogy of the frog who climbed over the mountaintop. It's the same, fable. Okay. But here's these crabs or these frogs in a bucket. Okay. So Andy Anders tells it with the crabs. And then there's someone else that tells it with the frogs. So tell it with the crabs. The crabs in the bucket. When you put a bunch of crabs in a bucket, there's always one crab who's going to try to crawl his way out of the bucket. Okay, this one crab trying to crawl his way out of the bucket. But below him are all of the other crabs who are pulling him back down. They're pulling him back down. See, there's that one crab who he actually looked up and he saw a way to get out. And Joey, I feel this is enough. I want to share this story with you because you saw it. There's a way to get out. Right? There's a way to get out. You see it. You're crawling towards it, but these other crabs are pulling you back down. And they're telling you, we love you. Stay here. That's not for you. You're not supposed to go have those big dreams. Who do you think you are? And these crabs in a bucket are trying to pull you back down so that you can live the same life that they're living, the same comfortable life that they're living in the minors. Okay. And I wanted to share that with you because, Joe, I wanted to give you a really good picture of you are the crab who is crawling out. Don't listen to those who are supposed to stay in the minors. Not everybody's supposed to be in the big leagues, but Joey, you are. All right. With that, I want to just close us in prayer, and I want to turn it over to my husband because he's got something very special to share with you. And I'm going to turn it over to you first, babe, and then let you close us in prayer. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Wonderful. Well, what an amazing job Allison does here with Prophetic Thursday and just making sure that I just want you to know how hard she works at praying over all of your names, and we continue to write down the names as they come in here. And we just want to thank you all so much for joining us for Prophetic Thursday. And I want to remind you that, again, the prophetic sessions happen here on BPN Radio and on Facebook Live on Mondays at 7 p.m. Central Time, on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Central Time with Pastor Dale, and on Thursdays again with Allison Keeber. And so along with our regularly scheduled programming that happens throughout the entire week, we just want to welcome you and invite you to tune in to BPN Radio on the TuneIn app or at bpnradio.com, where you can hear more of our programming. If you are just tuning in and perhaps you have missed a prophetic session from the past, you can actually head to breakoutradiochurch.com, and there we have previous sessions that are uploaded there, so you can tune back in to those sessions as well. And what's that? Breakoutministries.com. I apologize. So breakoutministries.com. You can hear past recordings, and also you can go back on Dale Gentry's fan page and review past lives that we have up there as well. So perhaps there was a word given to you in the past. Again, we're doing our best to make sure that we are writing down all of your names and praying for you. as well. So know that you're being prayed for, whether you receive a word or not, or maybe you heard a word in another word that was delivered for someone else. And so as a ministry program, we want to take a moment to invite you all to give to the program. You know, our programs here are run completely off of our church members and also the regular contributors to our station and to this ministry. And so if you're led to give today, we just want to pray into that and invite you to give at bpnradio.com. You can head to the bottom of the page at bpnradio.com and there's a donate button that will allows you to give through PayPal. So a simple way to give. This is a ministry, so it is a 100% tax deduction that your contributions give to it. And if you'd like to give via a check, please make your checks out to Breakout Ministries and send them to P.O. Box 91985 in Austin, Texas, 78709. Again, that address is P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709, and make those checks out to Breakout Ministries. Again, we are so grateful and thankful for all of you who are regular contributors and who tithe into Breakout Radio Church on Sundays, and just want to thank you again for your giving and your generosity in seeing this mission that's been put on Dale Gentry's heart to spread the gospel this way, right? To you know, reach people across the airwaves. What an amazing opportunity. I mean, I saw somebody from Nairobi was watching today. You know, we get to reach across the globe with this ministry, and what a blessing that is for those who are out there. And these airwaves carry it up beyond what we see on Facebook Live. So there are people from multiple countries across the world who tune in, and just want to thank you again for your contributions. Know that they are making a difference, right? They're allowing equipment, they're allowing things to happen in the ministry that wouldn't be possible without you. So thank you so much for all of that. And I will turn it back over to Allison to close this in prayer. Huh? Oh, I'm going to close it in prayer. Okay, fantastic. So just join us. God, thank you so much for our listeners. Thank you so much for the equipment just operating correctly today as Allison delivered those prophetic words. Lord, we are just so blessed by all of your love in your heart today, God. We just again want to remind all of those out there that we continue to pray minute by minute for those in Houston and the affected areas of the Hurricane Harvey, and just want to pray for the first responders, for those that are heading out there to help, that are pulling people out of the homes again, that are just put a hedge of protection around all of those that are out there, Lord, that again, you be the center of all of this as we come together to help our neighbors in need. And just want to thank you again for all that you're doing in our life and in this ministry, Lord. We love you so much. We are just so blessed by your presence in all of our lives, God. And in your name we pray, Lord. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Quick reminder that at noon today on BPN Radio, Dale Gentry again is leading another hour of prayer for the Houston and the affected areas. So make sure that you're plugging back in and you are sharing that as well with others out there. Again, people, you know, I mean, oftentimes we feel helpless. The best things I think that you can do is give donations, money to the disaster relief that is helping out there, and pray. And obviously be in prayer constantly. We know sometimes our problems can look so big, but when you see what people are going through, when they're trapped in homes with snakes coming in and, you know, craziness happening around them, just know that we need God. We need your love and mercy more than anything right now. And again, they need your love and your prayer. And for those in Montana as well that are being affected by those fires, let's pray the winds change up there and knock those fires out. Maybe take some of that rain from here, throw it up there. Right. So Lord, we pray that in your name. We love you, God. So thanks so much for joining us again for Prophetic Thursday. You all have a blessed and a wonderful rest of your day. Thanks so much. God bless.
This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hello, everybody. This is Dale Gentry, your host for Music Watch, here on BPN Radio, featuring special music by my special friends. Prayer music here on BPN Radio. So let's pray, America.
see the star that you have made. I know you call them each by name. To think, Father God, whom heaven displays, is thinking of me in intimate ways. I stand amazed in all of your glory, that you would die for me. I stand amazed. I stand amazed. Stand amazed. I see the nails piercing your skin. My wicked heart driving them. I stand amazed. I stand amazed.
Solid ground. When I think about the Lord,
how we
It makes me wanna shout, so much to view after you've been there 10,000 years, a million. Maybe to look for me, for I will be there too.
As you go down your list of firsts, there is no question we're gonna want to see our loved ones away, me and you. And when you feel you've shared your story with the last one that wants to hear you tell just how you made it through. Look for me. I'd like to hear it too. I realize when you arrive, there'll be so much.
Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Jesus, take my life and lead me on. Oh, Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Let me be to you a sacrifice, and I will praise you, Lord, and I will sing of love come down, and as you show your face, we'll see your glory here. Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Jesus, take my life and lead me on. Oh, Lord, you have my heart, I will search for yours. Let me be to you a sacrifice, and I will praise you, Lord,
I will praise you,
and I will sing love come. As you show your face, we'll see your glory here. We'll see your glory here. We'll see your
told her that he loved her, said he'd always be there. So she gave in and went where she had never dared. Everybody makes mistakes, the doctor reassured. Nobody has to know, the choice is yours. Well, the years come and gone, she's still searching for that love. And every little child just reminds her of choice that she made, the price of the trade. Will the haunting memory ever go away? Sometimes late at night, she can hear the voice she never heard, crying out for love she never gave. There are times she can hardly stand the hurt from the scars that she bears to this day. It was the memory of a lesson she wished she never would have learned. It comes back every night in the voice she never heard. Even though forgiven, there are times she can hardly stand. The memory of a lesson she wished she never would have learned. It comes back every night in the voice she never heard.
I love you, Mommy.
Today, but it's hard to just let go. So many things I'd like to change along this broken road. I need the chance to start again. There's no future in my past, and there's no moving on for me if I'm always looking back. It's time to forgive and forget. Mercy has no memory, grace has no regret. God took those sins and buried them far as the east is from the west. And if Jesus can forgive, it's time to forgive myself. Every one of my mistakes has been buried by the waves. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, He washed them all away. Beyond all I have done, to the heart of who I am, and the one who saw me fall so hard gives me strength.
Let your healing waters flow. Healing waters flow. Healing waters flow over me. Let your healing waters flow. Healing waters flow. Let your healing waters flow over me. Thank you.
walking down the streets of gold. Your wrinkles all have vanished, no more signs of being old. I'm reminded of the times we shared, and the songs you'd sing to me. Like when the rollers call up yonder, and just a closer walk with thee. And although you sometimes struggle, I'd see you on your knees. Now that closer walk you dreamed about has become reality. No more doubt of where you will go, 'cause now you finally know what we tried to tell you. And you may rest and know that you are safe within his arms of grace. And I know that someday we'll meet again. Somewhere looking out over a garden, it's the most beautiful garden you could have ever imagined. And I know that if the Lord would allow it to be so, you'd be dressed in your overalls instead of that white robe. And although your hands are dirty, your heart is white as snow. There's a smile upon your face, just like the one I used to know. No more doubt of where you will go, 'cause now you finally know what we tried to tell you. You may rest and know that you are safe within his arms of grace. And I know that someday, and though we'll miss you here below, it feels our hearts with hope to know that we will meet again in the presence of our King. No more doubt of where you will go, 'cause now you finally know what we try to tell you. You may rest and know that you are safe within his arms of grace. And I know that someday we'll meet again. Papa, someday we'll meet again.
Father.